Welcome to Primary Attribute, we're a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian, I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam, I play as Vons. Vons and I both use he, him pronouns. Vons is our furry little foxfolk alchemist friend who smells smoke. Does anybody else smell smoke?
I'm Erin, I play Jessie Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use she and they pronouns. Jessie is just really glad that no one caught on fire irrevocably.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard. We both use she, her pronouns. Wealthy's a bit preoccupied with what's going on in her arm.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic. We both use he, him pronouns. And right now, Grix is... not wasting away in Margaritaville. He is very, very hard at work.
You get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. Helps people find us, helps us feel good, and you should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well for those same reasons. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
Sure, yes. We found the temple cave that apparently holds the thing that hates the thing that is currently hanging out in Wealthy's arm. We took the hearthstone so that Yaba, our feathered friend, could come with us. We took a dragon mount down some trapped-looking stairs to a chamber that had a lot of magma in it, with three islands with bridges going between the islands off to the exit to the chamber. As we were crossing the bridges, we were attacked by some fire things that came out of the magma. Once we defeated those, we went to the further chamber where there is more magma with one big island in the middle with a bunch of ceremonial fancy stuff in the middle. And on top, at the very top of that, there is something, a big platform with a shiny thing on it. And that's where we... the episode.
I'm sure nothing will go wrong if we try to get it.
No, I mean, like, this definitely doesn't have the vibe of, like, the Cave of Wonders from Aladdin, and we all know that that worked out fine for him, so I'm sure nothing... it worked out at the end.
Roll for carpet. Roll for helpful carpet. All right.
Dude, that would be so OP in our game.
Don't worry. I'm sure it would turn out to be evil or something. Yeah, so you're in this room that will now be slightly better described.
Ooh!
It is still full of magma. There is a... You guys are kind of on another small semicircle area. A decent bit above the magma. It still feels hot. It's not comfortable. But, you know, you're 20 feet up. It's fine. From where you're going, set of stairs leads down to a narrow walkway closer to the magma, about 10 feet up. And really long, like, you know, 70 feet long-ish. That gets you to the big center island, which is roughly triangle-shaped. It is piled with fancy ceremonial shit, as previously noted. And also, you know, piles of gold. Those things that are fine and safe. But that's a lot of fucking gold. You could transcribe a lot of spells with that gold. You could make a lot of concoctions with that gold.
You could buy a lot of seed cake. It's pretty much the only thing we are aware that Wealthy cares about since Irisine's death.
You could destroy the seed cake economy. Pay you 1 gold per seed cake if I get it first before anyone else does, and then everyone realizes they can just sell to Wealthy due to her endless appetite for said seed cake. Tragic, honestly. And then in the center of that island, there is a narrow and handrailless staircase. It's like 3 feet wide. It goes up like 3 stories in the air to a tall column, which is spacious at about 10 feet wide, with a altar on it with a very shiny looking vase sitting there. And of course, the platform also has no handrails. So what do y'all want to do?
Well, I can tell you one thing. Vons doesn't trust a pile of gold.
No.
That sounds
really, really dangerous.
He's got issues with, he's comfortable with scarcity. A pile of gold don't faze him.
I don't believe that about Vance for one fucking second.
No, same.
I believe he's scared of it. I don't believe that he's not scared.
He doesn't trust it. He's fine with, he's fine with not having gold.
He only trusts the money he makes off the back of his workers, as God intended.
He'd rather not see money. He doesn't like money as an idea.
Again, I just don't believe that.
I think how big is the chamber
in total?
Yeah.
Sorry, as I count things.
Park. Yeah, like
it is. You would guess it's kind of a hexagon shaped, and you would guess kind of on its like the full width would be a little under 200 feet.
Oh wow! Okay.
So there's a lot of magma around this space.
Yeah. Hey, so something's been bothering me. Is this magma or is it lava now? Because technically it's magma when it's below the surface. And we're still below the surface, but we kind of brought the surface down to it. So what do y'all think?
That's like a real philosophical question. Yeah. And like,
it's still magma.
I don't know. I turned to Wealthy. You went to university, right? Like, you should know.
If it's flowing, it's lava. If it's just sitting there, it's magma.
Hmm.
It has small waves on it, like a lake.
Yeah, but it's not flowing. If it's flowing somewhere, then it's lava. If it's just sitting there, then it's magma.
Got it. Okay. I see. That's a fair distinction for this kind of situation. Yeah, fair.
You know, that is an interesting point. They call them lava tubes, not magma tubes, right?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, okay, fair, good, wise.
They call what lava tubes?
Lava tubes.
I go on to explain to Jesse what a lava tube is.
Oh, like in the, like underground in the on the arcs.
Except that the arcs isn't a volcano. We've established this early in the...
Yeah. No magma, except for the lava snakes. Chargdors.
Yeah, it took us a while to decide what kind of mountain the Arx was.
You guys asked, and I told you pretty fast it wasn't a volcano. I thought about it, but also, you can't keep any of volcanoes interesting, extremely hot bits of geology when it's in the air.
Oh, no, I assume.
Oh, yeah, you can put it in the air, but you can't have it be interesting volcanically in the air.
Erosion caves are cool.
Imagine the dwarves who have to like stoke the volcano.
Ooh, yeah.
I figured you'd just drain it on its way up. No, nobody wants that. But plus the empty lava core gives it like a structure.
Lava core is also what they call the dress aesthetic.
If you had it lava, then you could use it as a way to fight the corruption.
They just enchanted a giant magical crystal on the bottom for that. But yeah.
Oh no, we don't know what to do. We're just really super stalling, huh?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Okay. I cast detect thoughts. And I'm going to peruse the chamber and make sure that there's nothing like hiding or that those gold coins aren't actually secretly scare beetles that are going to come eat us or something.
What's the range on the tech thoughts? I'm about to look it up anyway. But.
Long enough that I can walk around a little bit in here and see everything. I think it's like.
Are you willing to walk out onto the walkway?
Because
the semicircle you're on is only, 10 feet deep at most. So
okay. Let me look at the range, but I think I am willing to walk out there.
I think I'm willing to walk out there too. I've got a thing in my arm. I have.
Yeah, get going.
Yeah, if people are like moving out, I'll go with people.
But remember where this place is. I'll send my accountant down here later.
I'm also going to cast Endure Elements, so if something untoward happens, I can at least endure the elements.
You had already cast Endure Elements on yourself.
When
you were fighting the thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was actually really
It lasts harder. A long ass time.
It lasts yeah, a really lasts long time. Long. You don't need
it
to
recast
it. It
lasts like 24 hours. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for reminding me.
You know, we really missed out not having alignments in this game because there's a detect neutrality spell.
Wouldn't that just always be yes?
I don't know. Druids get it. It's a cantrip.
I hate Illyn.
Are these crows evil?
Deck thoughts. Range.
50 feet. 50. 10 feet wide.
Yeah. Okay. So I do
I'm on the lookout for any kind of magic runes or writing so that I can cast read magic if I need to. I do not want to cast read magic if I can already read it.
Okay, I will start going out onto the ledge.
And I'm following Grix.
I just have out, you know, my shield, hoping that it doesn't catch on fire again.
Okay.
And I'm like, Gex, where are you?
Yo.
Are we leaving Vons behind?
I mean, Vons can do
what Vons wants.
Vons wants to do, and yeah. I have Vons never been able to get him not to. Vons.
Yeah, Vons is just gonna watch what happens when you guys step out onto the thing.
Well, I'm going.
Oh, hey, Wealthy. Like, how are you feeling? Do you need any healing? Because you got like on fire and shit.
Yeah, that's right. I get on fire, didn't I? Yeah, I'm down to 3.
I hand her another. Actually, I noticed something in the last episode as I was editing. I had handed Wealthy a Cure Light Wounds potion, and I marked it off my character sheet, and she never actually rolled. Like, she never actually took it.
She used hers and then took
yours. No, she didn't actually use her.
She rolled a 2?
There was one after that that she did not roll. So you need to actually have taken that or put it on your character sheet.
Okay, so I have another Cure Light Wound.
I mean, I think that when I gave it to you, I was encouraging you to take it at that point.
Let's go ahead and take it. Okay, remind me what I need to do for Cure Light Wounds.
D8 plus 1.
D8 plus 1. That's a 4. So I'm at 7 now.
That's not good.
No, that's...
You're doing great. So would that have been... I guess it's not after the firefight, is it?
No, that would have been before the firefight. Okay. But, I mean...
I don't...
We just want to say that she, you know...
Yeah. No, I was trying to figure it out for something else. So do you want to do other cures on Wealthy, or Wealthy, are you cruising with 7 hit points?
let me take... I've got 2 cure light wounds.
Oh, wait, hang on. Shit. I don't think I cast Cure Light Wounds last game.
You didn't.
Well, last game? No.
I did at night when we were doing our night running around.
You guys took enough time to recover. Yeah. So.
Okay. So, yeah, I've got a Cure Light Wounds that I'll cast on you. Because, you know, that's a daily thing. So you can roll it or I'll roll it or whatever.
Why don't you try and roll it? Because, sure. You know.
Yeah. Also 4.
Okay. Well, now I'm at 11, so.
That's.
Let's see.
That's enough that, I mean.
Oh, Wealthy.
Uh-huh.
Add another 4 hit points on top of what you just healed.
Okay.
And make a wisdom check.
Oh, God. Okay. 19. That's a 19.
Cool. So you healed a little more, and you see that the those black veins have spread down to the back of your hand and up your arm a bit. They're now just past the elbow.
Oh, no! This is worrisome.
Fuck. I don't want to cut
my arm off. Jinx!
That was fantastic.
Okay. Shit. Okay, well, you know, there was always the chance I was going to die down here, so.
Wow, real fatalist of you.
I've got to do something. Let's go. So I'm going to continue across the walkway.
All right. So, Grix?
Yeah.
You are scanning about?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Actually, did she take a cure potion just now?
A spell and a potion, yes.
Okay. While those were taking effect, did we observe any behavior on the veins?
Oh, good question.
Well, the potion was retroactive and a while ago, so... But at least for this particular spell, it expanded. As they turned black, as it crawled up and down her arm, presumably.
Okay.
Did we notice it when Grix cast the spell, or did we notice it?
Does Wealthy wear sleeves?
Yes, Wealthy does wear sleeves.
The wisdom check was to kind of feel something was wrong and check.
Okay.
Your damnable sleeves have defeated your observation at this time.
Did I notice Wealthy checking that, or?
Make a wisdom check. So we get into
Oh, that's a natural 20. That's 30 total.
Yeah, Wealthy checked your arm.
Oh my god.
And those stains were further
along. Oh, that's more.
Yeah, it's a problem, isn't it? Yeah, we're gonna have to do something about this. Let's get moving.
Okay.
So I'm taking off across the bridge.
Okay. So taking across, I assume we're going a little slow so Grix can scan.
Yeah.
Grix, mm-hmm. to the left of the giant column altar thing, you detect thoughts of some variety. And if you focus on it.
Like on the platform?
You think somewhere in those piles of stuff on the platform. Okay. Yeah. Which you kind of detect as you guys get to that platform because it's really deep.
Okay, I'm gonna hold everyone up while I focus for a bit.
The thoughts are humming. It's a song you don't know. Insert good humming song here. Dear editor, who will not do that, and that is fine.
Is it like, well, okay, and okay, just humming.
As you concentrate, it falters for a second and then keeps humming.
Interesting. I wonder if it's trying to block, like, you know, think of nothing, clear your mind. Or if it's just hanging out and
hard to say.
Having a little hum time. I'm going to, I'll whisper to everyone else, hey, there's some critter over there or something.
Over where? Humming,
right over there somewhere in the treasure.
Oh.
So I think I'll try humming back at it. Be all friendly like.
All right.
Okay. And then I'm gonna loudly match the humming.
All right. It hums a little louder, goes along with you.
Okay.
You probably harmonize.
I'll advance.
Do any of the rest of us hear the humming?
Yeah, do we actually hear any actual humming, or is it just thoughts?
This is pure psychic humming.
Pure psychic humming.
Or, you know,
all right. Thought
reading humming, whatever you want to call it.
All right. This is, okay. I'll call out and be like, hello? Someone over there? We're friends.
We're friendly.
Excuse me. Had something in my throat. Hello? Someone over there? We're friends.
Let's see.
Oh, where's the feather ball? Where's Yaba?
I think on my shoulder.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Feathers are flammable. Has a sense of self-preservation. Look at all that magma. It'll just stay hanging on real tight to you. Until you fail, and then it will abandon you. Or at least try not to be caught on fire. So, yeah, you yell out. You hear in your head the thought, interesting. And then it goes back to humming.
Oh, I don't like that.
What? What don't you like?
It thinks I'm interesting. But in
Can
like
you
a...
hear me, it says?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes.
You say that out loud?
Why not?
What's going on?
Yeah, hello. Yes, I can hear you. I'm talking to it.
Okay. What's it saying?
It's asking if I can talk to it.
Okay, well, talk to it.
I am.
Who are you?
I'm Grix. I'm a kobold. We're looking for a cure for my friend. She got hurt.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
She's got a thing in her arm that's like turning it black and shit.
Yeah, you want to see?
Well, you have no idea where this thing is. So.
Well, she just holds up her arm.
Seeing is not my particular strong suit most of the time, and I am no healer.
No problem. We got a sense that there was someone down here who might be, or that might be able to help, or something. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, we heard there's something in here that hates the thing in her arm.
That is probably the creature up on the altar.
Oh, okay.
What
are you two buds or not? Or
not particularly.
Okay. Who are you, if I may ask?
Sorry, this is Ian thinking time, figuring out how this thing works.
because they never think.
They never think that we're going to ask what the name is of the thing.
I'm trying to decide what its response would be. Do I also not have a name for it? Who can say?
And the thing is, if it was just me and me clones played, we would never ask for names because I never ask anybody's name.
I've gone by a number of names over the years.
Cool.
Which one do you go by now?
That's great. Yeah, you
can be, I know I can't.
Private.
But...
private. That's fine.
Oh, does it not want to come out?
May we pass? May we come talk to your roommate?
Of course, I can't stop you.
Wonderful.
Oh my god, they were roommates.
I'm gonna slowly advance up the walkway.
Okay.
And I'm following behind.
You guys all get on that platform and then,
yeah, I'm going up too.
Are you all going to go up the narrow ass stairs together?
Why don't you let me go first? Because if something pops out, it will ignore me, and then we'll have an extra bit of seconds to...
It'll only ignore you if there's something else it'd rather attack.
Or go for.
But I mean, like, if you're the closest that it can it get might, to you know, at that point, you'll get...
Might get a scratch or something, but it'll go towards everyone else.
Yeah, because Grix is the lowest priority combatant.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Bravery is an admirable trait, says the creature, or thinks it loudly, I guess. Are you trying to stay pointed at this thing as you go up to a different thing? Or are you going
to... No, I'm actually going to shift my vision over to where the altar is so that I can see what's going on over there.
Cool. All right. The altar has a fancy vase on it. Or I guess it has a lid. An urn? Carafe? Regardless.
It, a decanter.
You don't get any vibes. No thoughts detected.
I'm gonna mention to the others, hey, keep an eye on the backside over there where that piles of treasure are.
Jesse, like, kind of, like, looks between, like, Grix up on the platform and the general vicinity of where the, he indicated that the thing is. She's basically, like, trying to split her attention a little bit.
Okay, you succeed. Make a wisdom check.
That's a 24 total on my wisdom, which is prime.
Yeah, whatever that thing is that Grix was detecting on, you don't sense any movement from over there at all. And certainly not something like, you know, creeping up over one of the coin piles and peeking or whatever. Like, you're not sure what's up, but whatever that thing is staying over there. And it's remarkably quiet.
Yeah, I don't go investigate because that's not what I do.
Fair enough. All right, so you keep watch.
I'm the tank. I don't go investigate.
Being the tank does not preclude you from investigating out of combat. All right. But Grix,
climb the stairs.
You climb the stairs and you make it to the top. It's a steep ass set of stairs. That was not comfortable. And these are pretty tall for you.
Yeah.
And also that altar that it's on is about 4 feet high.
Biscuit.
There's definitely enough space for you to climb on top of it, though.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that.
Knock the thing over.
Yeah.
Make a dex check and don't get a 1. Oh,
dex check. 9 on the die, plus...
You succeed at not getting a 1.
Yay.
Yeah, okay, you're up on the altar. There's a real nice runner on this thing. Real fancy. Great condition, too.
Oh. I wonder if I can do the, like, pull the tablecloth out trick. No, I'll look at the urn. What's up with the urn?
It's covered in gold gilding.
Ooh.
It does not appear to have any words written on it that you can see. And then it has, you know, narrow at the top, widens out a bit. I am failing to find any way to describe this. Loops back in, lid. Hooray. It has a lid.
Is it like classic Grecian urn design with a lid? Yes.
A little narrower, but yeah.
Okay.
And
what did you see up there,
handles,
Grix?
Which I don't think are required for a Grecian
there's
urn.
There's an urn up here. Hey, Wealthy, you got any detect magics on you still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, I don't have detect magic because all I can do is read magic.
I thought you had what? Detect magic.
No, I do not have detect magic. The reason I do not have detect magic is because it was fairly useless on the arcs where everything was magic.
Okay.
So I have read magic, but I do not have detect magic.
Thought
does it have any?
Rick's had detect magic.
I have detect magic. I don't have it prepared today.
Do you
I
have?
I guess we have to.
Are there any
to
runes or
camp
anything?
Out for like
nope.
8 hours?
Nothing like that. Nope.
Nothing like that. Okay. Well, then I'm useless.
Thanks, Jack Vance.
Grix. Yeah. Yeah, I open the urn. Happy consent.
I want it on record that I was very good. I did not taunt Witten to doing this. All right.
It's an urn on an altar on top of a steps on a platform above magma. Are you kidding me? Can't not.
All right. A creature flows out of this thing or something.
Yeah,
does.
Of course it does.
Wave of fire that is deeply uncomfortable.
I love it when Wit's the one who's like, yeah, of course.
And it hovers above you. And you can feel that if you were to get too much closer, this thing would start crisping you. Like,
yeah.
Vaughn's just said, hey there.
I mean, you're like 100 feet away.
Is it your voice is lost?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Right. No, he was smart and stayed back.
I adopt the kobold power stance.
You creature, what is your name?
I am Grix.
And why are you here?
To seek aid for my friend.
Oh, that actually reminds me. Grix.
Yeah.
You feel something pressing on your mind. Make a charisma check.
Oh. Medium 17.
Okay. And that's a prime for you?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. The pressure dissipates, but the creature does smile.
Smiles?
Yeah.
Does it have a face?
It does. Sorry. This creature is humanoid from about the hips up.
Oh god, it's a genie.
Big, brawny, sweet ass armband. Goatee.
Can I see this?
Pointy. You can. Do you want to make an intelligence check to see what you know about this thing, if any?
That's a 19, 28, 29.
It's a genie.
It's a fucking genie! That's what I yell. Wait, Grix, it's a genie!
You keep calling him Wit. That's like, what?
I said Grix. I said Grix.
It's because I'm real witty.
Oh, yeah.
I call him at
yeah,
home.
That's yeah, fair. Yeah. The King's like, Wit. It's just like my husband.
Yeah. I nod to the genie, like half bow.
It's good you show some respect despite your powerful stance. But I would argue it looks goofy, but I understand where you're coming from with it.
Wonderful.
Called him out.
May I ask who you are?
You know, I should have thought of this. This is my own damn fault.
Ian, you had one job.
Ian.
I was busy building the room.
Ian! But we always ask you for names.
You do, but I was busy building the room because that was the thing that would take forever to build on the fly. Names are short. I will not name it Sega, despite that role. No matter how bad I want to.
Then name it Aegis.
Gessa.
I like Aegis. My name is Aegis.
Oh, that's a cool name.
Now we're as smart as we were before.
Pleasure to meet you. Might you know of how to help my friend's arm? It has been infected with something.
Yeah,
she got hold my arm up.
Yeah, she got like venomed and shit.
I hold my arm up, and the back of my hand is turned towards the genie.
All right, it flies over closer to you, so
okay.
And then it looks real mad.
Oh God, I'm sorry.
How dare you bring this creature into this place?
We were.
I'm sorry. Well, we'll have her go back out.
No, this must be dealt with properly. Although, Grix, or I guess Wealthy, because you're the one who has this thing. Make a charisma check to see if you can convince this thing that it shouldn't just,
God.
Murderate you.
Oh, God. Oh, no! It's a natural one! Oh, no!
This thing looks real mad. Roll for initiative.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck.
No,
everything.
I'm doomed.
Oh, this is going to be wild. Okay.
This is very bad.
Oh, it's probably.
Wait, Vaughn's too?
Yes. You continue to be in the room and have agency, so yes.
I'm a 3.
Likewise.
Did I say I'm 8? I'm 8.
I'm 5. I'm not spell equipped to fight a genie today.
Vaughn's, what did you get?
3.
Okay. And Wealthy, you also got 3?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Genie.
All right, Jesse, you go first with your 8.
I will I'll interpose. So can you tell me, is the genie like also made of fire? Because the way you described
sure feels
it when
like it
first came out. Okay.
Like, it's not solely made of fire, but heat is, its bottom wispy half is fire, and it is radiating a lot of heat. Like, you're standing near Wealthy and you can feel it from over where you are.
I'm going to, does it have Wealthy's arm in its?
No, it was floating a little bit away, presumably, so it did not burn Wealthy.
Okay. I want to interpose myself between Wealthy and this thing, even if I have to, like, you know, knock it back or something.
You can fit in there. It's up a little bit, but there's the, you know, 5 feet you would need between them okay. to step in.
And I'm also willing to, like, slightly move Wealthy back, just so that I'm in between this thing and her. And I'm just going to be like, hey, man, hey, we don't want any trouble. I just do, like, bouncer. Like, I want to do, like, a bouncer kind of move.
Gotcha. It just scowls and says it is too late for that.
I just keep my, my shield up and my, Dad, is that you at the ready? I'm not going to attack it because it hasn't attacked us yet.
All right. I need to figure out yet another thing.
Basically, I want to do like defensive, like a cool. defensive stance for Wealthy.
You draw, Dad, is that you?
Mm-hmm.
This thing. This creature backs up a little bit and waves a hand, and Dad, is that you, shrinks to approximately the size of a knife in your hands.
No. No, Dad.
And then it backs up a little bit further, so it's up in the air.
Is that going to be a dagger instead, then?
Yeah, treat it as a dagger.
Fuck. Okay, well, I'm still holding it as a dagger.
Yeah. All right.
Still defensive.
It's about 20 feet up from the ground and basically far enough back that it is 30 feet away from you, Jesse, in a straight line.
Okay.
Grix, you're up.
I'm going to do very similar and try to impose myself between it and Wealthy.
So it had to, because Wealthy, did you? Because well, Grix went up alone to the altar column, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Grix, you'll have to run
I'm
back
a ways
down the
away,
stairs.
Yeah,
yeah, you're up on the column.
Okay, I'll I don't want to run down those stairs. I'll just like, oh, crap. Yeah, I'll go down the stairs as quickly as I can. I recognize that might mean a check of some sort.
Yeah, make a dexterity check.
Oh, good. 18 on the die, 27.
Okay. Yeah, you skitter on down the stairs, and at least roughly based on the way the map is drawn, you can also get between the creature and Wealthy, and between Jesse and the creature if you want. Or do you want to just stand shoulder to shoulder with Jesse?
Shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, like, you know, solidarity. We are undivided.
Shoulder to thigh.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably shoulder to calf. But...
Shoulder to lower thigh.
Lower thigh, yeah. Definitely above the knee.
All right. What do you do with your action?
Yes. I will cast Dragon Armor.
Okay. What does that look like? It's been a while since you cast it.
That's the super cool, like, metal armor that, like, pops out and forms plates all over. And it's, like, super... it's super sci-fi looking, but we don't know what that means. It looks really strange and
it's super foreign concept looking.
Yeah. But it's like a bunch of bands.
Hey, Jesse, Grix just grew armor right next to you.
Okay.
I wasn't sure if that would alarm her or not.
Shit happens all the time.
Jesse knows That's that fair. He has magic. Him having magic armor seems less confusing than a lot of things that he has done in her presence.
Oh, Wealthy.
And also things he's admitted to. So, like...
Fair. Huh? Wealthy, you're up.
I appreciate my friends, but I'm going to cast Levitate, and I'm going to rise about 20 feet in the air so that I'm about even with him. And I'm going to say, your beef is with me and this thing in my arm, which was a complete and total accident. I'm sorry I brought it to you, but Don't take it out on my friends.
Make a charisma check.
Oh, God. Ah, that's a 17 plus 9 is 26.
Not a prime for you, though.
Not a prime. That's what got me into this mess.
Soften for a second, and then it redoubles in determination and anger. So,
okay.
Vons.
Hey, guys, what's going on over there?
You can see with your eyes.
Yeah. There's a fucking genie of some variety. It's the fiery type. Neat.
Why is it mad?
Use your brain.
I'm sorry. I figured if Vons wasn't able to chime in from a distance, he wouldn't have any idea what's going on at a distance.
You can see. You can see that Wealthy and this thing have fucking gotten ready to have a Super Saiyan battle or whatever. And that Grix and Jesse look very alarmed and have, you know.
I mean, we got into defensive stances, so clearly this thing is angry at Wealthy.
And you could hear enough to at least get what everyone was yelling. So, yeah, you know this thing is angry at Wealthy.
But they weren't able to hear Vaughn's.
Well, you didn't sound like you were yelling. So if you want to yell now, you can, and they will hear you.
Hmm.
But yeah, so I guess you guys hear Vaughn's call out, hey guys, what's going on?
It's mad at Wealthy.
Why?
Because the thing, it hates the thing in her arm.
That's like weird.
We knew.
Well, I hate the thing in my arm too, I say very pointedly at the creature, at the genie.
Yeah, this situation barely makes sense. Why?
The thing did come out of the, you did see it come out of the urn that Grix opened. It may still barely make sense, but Vons did at least see all the steps leading up to this, even if you couldn't hear everything.
But I'm going to stay back here. I've got arrows.
All right.
Just don't make it not fight. This is dumb.
So
I agree.
Do you get
your
crossbow?
I mean, we're trying.
Not fire.
What's that?
So are you getting your crossbow?
He'll go ahead and take the time to prepare it with something. I just haven't figured out what potion yet.
Okay. Yeah, you take a moment to dip a bolt in and get your crossbow ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That was the end of the round. You guys, you don't know where Gex is. Probably fine.
I wouldn't have expected Gex to be helpful in this situation anyway.
Shockingly, he doesn't have a lot to contribute here.
I don't know. They could be old buds. Ian's thinking about it.
No, I was debating if I wanted to make an ageist living joke so I could.
Oh, God.
Let us continue to live in our tiny ass niche.
Oh, how are you spelling ageis?
Probably wrong. Because that's the most.
I just said,
could
I just
you
said
be
backwards.
Specific, though?
I did A-E-G-I-S.
Oh,
if there's
okay.
A more correct spelling of that word, I'm happy to do it.
No, I think that that's right. I needed.
That is the Greek word for shield. Yes.
Okay. Oh, man. Maybe this is a different shield. Maybe this person and shields are used to know each other. Vaughn, summon your son quickly. All right. New round.
That's a 6 for Wealthy.
4.
Vaughn's got a 4, too.
Ooh, 9.
All right. Vaughn's make a wisdom check.
Mm-hmm. 19 on the die plus 0 plus...
All right. So 28?
I suppose, yeah.
You see, rising up behind your friends, who are busy concentrating on this creature.
Oh, God.
About 10 feet back from the platform. Remember those fire elemental things you fought in the last room? There's two more of them.
Uh-oh.
TPK incoming!
No. It's a TQPK.
Vons, do you want to yell something out? Or... are you just like, they'll figure it out?
He does want to yell something out. I don't know what he yells. Just, guys, there's more. Look behind the guy. There's more guys.
Well, it's behind your friends. So
it's between the friends and me.
Also that, yes. Although okay. They're down in the magma, so you can still run across that walkway unimpeded.
Vons goes, why would I do that?
It sounds like a terrible idea.
You're saying it's possible, not that it's probable or even recommended.
Oh, so then,
lots of things.
Okay. Better understanding then. Guys, behind you, there's also things. This looks like a bad idea. Why did you pick a fight with the genie?
Sandwich him.
Grix, it's your turn.
Oh, it is.
Hey, how do you go great. To assemble the sandwich?
No, that's what I'm telling Vons to do. I don't have a sandwich gun. Genie's still right in front of me.
It is. It's up and away from you, but
yeah,
it's about 30 feet away.
30 feet away. I take a 5-foot step forward and color spray it.
Okay.
While shouting, "We don't want to hurt you."
All right. It gets a save, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they go back to the other book.
I have a random question. Does Grix have detect thoughts up still?
Yeah. Let's see. Specifically dismissed it.
Or does that, did the armor supersede that? I don't know.
It shouldn't.
There's no concentration mechanic in this game, so unless, or at least not in the same way. So I think you're fine. I add that too. That makes more sense.
So what we're getting at is, what is the genie thinking?
All right, Grix.
Yeah.
This thing resists being sprayed.
That's fine.
It looks at you contemptuously, and then realizes you're a low priority due to your inherent kobold nature, apparently.
And I'm yelling that it should be friends with us.
Okay.
And I'll what are my detect thoughts? Am I reading any thoughts from him besides anger, murder?
It's been moving around, so
sure.
You get that this thing is smart, but
sure.
It takes like a round per depth of
that's fair.
Evaluation. That's fair. So
you say it's smart. Are we talking high, very high, genius,
we're talking
super
high.
Genius, or deific?
High, as in if it had an int score from about 13 to 15, according to the front of the book I just flipped to desperately.
Oh, sure. Fair enough.
So it's smart, but it's not
It's not smart enough to figure out that we're not trying to be a threat.
It may not care.
It may not care.
I'm actually smarter than it is.
Eventually, I'm going to give up on trying to be nice to it, but for now.
Although you wouldn't know it.
Wealthy.
Uh-huh.
You're it. Unless, Grix, did you want to move more?
Nope.
Okay.
No, I'm done. I want to be in between Wealthy and it as much as I can. Well,
she's above you now.
Yeah,
so.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm in the mix.
What do I do now? I refuse. I have my hands up. I refuse to do any damage to this creature.
Okay.
Because, you know, we woke it up and I brought this thing to it. And I'm going to say, all we are here for is assistance in getting rid of this thing. Speaking of which, do I feel anything going on in my arm given the presence of this genie that obviously hates it with a passion?
Make another wisdom check.
Oh, God. That would be 15.
You go to WebMD for black veins in R. WebMD's like, seems bad, bro.
You put your symptoms into the symptom thing. And it goes, oh, that sucks, man.
All right, so there's this thing, and you were like, I don't want to hurt it. And then you thought real hard about if your arm is doing anything. Your arm, you don't know the details, but you feel a lovely burning sensation as the thing crawls further up.
Okay, so I'm going to clutch my arm, and I'm gonna cry out because it does hurt.
Okay.
But I'm not, I'm specifically, my hands are visible and I'm not doing anything that threatens this creature.
All right. Good to know. Jesse, you're up.
I'll yell up to Wealthy. You want me to, what if we cut off the arm and like, you know, just get rid of it? And she sort of like gestures like,
you know, at this point, you know.
What if we, and then I like turn to the, and then I turn to Aegis and I'm like, what if we just cut off the arm that it's in? Like, then you can have it and get rid of it.
Vons raises an eyebrow and says, that actually, like,
at this logics point, I'm going to be a multiple amputee.
But you'll still be alive. And you do magic. That's.
You're going to have to relearn all your somatic components.
Can I do like a charisma check or something? Sure, to like ask?
Yeah, do a charisma check to see if it'll consider.
Maybe it'll help. Maybe the genie's got like a thing God. For this.
That's bad. I got a 14 total.
Yeah, charisma's not exactly your forte.
No, it's not, but I also only rolled a 6, so like that's, I mean.
You cannot guarantee it has not spread beyond her arm.
Well, but like if we give you the arm, like you could guarantee that.
I love how we're talking about whacking my arm off.
Fonz, you're up.
I'm still in defensive pose though.
Yeah.
Like I'm still doing defensive stance.
All right.
Okay, so what would a level 4 poison do to a genie? Like
only one way to find out.
God, I very badly want to know actually. The part of me that's still Aerisene really wants to know the answer to that question.
Because yeah, there's a chance that Vons doesn't even like fire this bolt today, and he's kind of hoping he doesn't have to. But if this bolt remains poisoned, it may as well be like a generic thing. So yeah, we're gonna poison this bolt with a level 4 here. And just...
okay, you can have done that on your previous turn.
Cause... sure, but we're just going to like take aim and hold pattern, wait for somebody else to do something.
All right.
Threats, just lots of threats.
What are you, is there a specific thing you're holding for? Because if you're holding, I mean, I think the way we've done it is if you hold for a specific triggering thing, then you can have done the thing on this basically before the end of this round.
I'm waiting for either or anybody to attack. If anybody doesn't attack, then he'll fire.
Okay.
So anybody, presumably including the opponents.
Yeah. Well, apart from maybe the magma monsters, that I don't think that would, because he doesn't want to shoot the, because he's aiming at the genie.
Yeah.
And if it's the magma guys that do the attack, I'm not sure that it's quite as warranted.
No. Yeah. Understood.
All right. Wealthy.
I already went.
No, this thing flies up to you.
Oh God.
Charges you really.
Uh-huh.
And slashes at you with some real nasty nails that honestly look like claws.
Oh God.
Your AC is what?
14.
Does her arm come off?
I mean, we'll find out in a second. Okay, this thing hits.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Is it just punching her?
It's slashing at her with some claws.
Uh-huh.
Wealthy, you take 14 points.
Oh, God, I'm down to 1.
Being slashed. And then you take 2 points of fire damage from this thing being so close to you.
Okay, but I have endure elements.
This is fire damage. I don't think it extends to that, but I will check.
Fire is an element.
It is, but I believe it specifically for Endure Elements designates it as environmental stuff.
Oh, shit. Then I am down to -1.
Well, let me check. It will probably call out either way. It basically, does magical fire get resisted or not?
It's vague and open to interpretation.
Hooray! Against natural elements, extreme temperatures, or other natural effects harmful to a normal person. I would agree this is a supernatural effect.
Snowstorm wearing normal clothing.
That's still all like natural environment.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
All right.
Then I'm at a -1.
Okay.
Is the genie chill now, though?
Well, this all just happened. Wealthy, how high up are you levitating?
I'm about 20 feet up because I was level with the creature.
So at -1, you fall unconscious.
Yeah.
Which I imagine means your spell dissipates. How we've been running it usually.
Yep.
Since I've been doing a defensive stance, can I try to catch her?
You absolutely can. Make a dexterity check.
Floating unconsciously might also be funny.
Can I make a random check to just be under her?
That's an 18 total. Or sorry, that's I rolled an 18. That's 28 total on dex.
Okay.
Oh, thank God.
Make a strength check as well.
That's a 17 on a prime.
Okay. Yeah, Wealthy wasn't going to hit that hard, so you managed to catch her and stop her just above Grix's skull or raised up hands or whatever you were going to put with your description of get under Wealthy. I kind of assumed you were being a crash pad.
yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Wealthy has been caught successfully.
Oh, thank God.
Jesse, make a wisdom check.
That's a 24 on a prime.
All right. Well, Wealthy is still wearing sleeves. And we established last time that Endure Elements means that clothing doesn't catch on fire.
Uh-huh.
But you now see that, the veins you can see on her hand have, like, stood up, you know, swollen, obvious, raised. There we go. Like, have raised. And there are also raised veins on her chest, where you can see kind of crawling from, crawling across. And all those veins are, you know, black, so it's probably fine. Everyone loves symptoms of blood poisoning.
It's goth veins, don't worry about it.
Yeah, Wealthy's being goth as hell. Okay, so Wealthy is currently unconscious. Jesse, it is now your turn.
I'll put her down and like, I'm crouching and cradling her, and I like look up at Aegis and I say, okay, so you like knocked her out. Now like get the thing out of her, man.
Make a charisma check.
Okay. Okay. I did almost as well as I could have. That's a 19 plus 8 is 27.
Okay. 27?
Yes.
It looks at you and says, I cannot, not anymore. Fortunately, destroying her is the only option.
Oh, no. No.
But, like, why? Like, you're cool. You could get her out. You could get the thing out of her.
I am not some sort of priest. I cannot remove curses. And perhaps more importantly, Wealthy, you would know this, but you're unconscious. And all of you would know this because it's common mythology. Even if your friend here had managed to bind me, which he did not, wishes are no longer possible on this plane.
Oh.
At least not from anything like me or any wizards.
Wishes are no longer possible on this plane?
Damn, I wasted all that money in the well? God damn.
A wizard wished that no one else be able to cast Wish. This destroyed the innate spellcasting capability to do so of everyone. There are some scrolls hidden away that could still be used, but I doubt you will find one of those in time before it takes her over. I will tell you there are none here.
What's the thing over in the pile?
Do you point?
And then she points.
Yeah.
Did it speak to you? Normally you must touch it first, and I would have known if you'd touched any of this treasure.
It talked to me. I spoke to it in my head. Or in its head. You know, one of those.
Well, it is an ancient weapon, and quite intelligent.
Neat.
I do not believe it can save your friend either, if that was your hope.
Well, no, like, I was just, like, you know, trying to find out, like, what your whole deal is. Like, if you're roommates with that thing, like, what's the deal?
If you wish to know more of it, you can go handle it and speak to it yourself.
Oh, no, I don't touch things that that are magic, if I can help it.
Unfortunately for all of you, I am duty-bound to destroy this creature.
Okay, listen. What if we can find someone else who can help? Eh? What if we can destroy, like, the origin of this creature? Also, what is this creature?
Yeah, like, what the fuck is going on, man? Like, we woke up, like, with her screaming this morning after being on watch, and like, we don't understand what's even happening.
Vons, you meditate on the fact that the last 10 seconds have taken approximately
I was waiting
minutes. 5 minutes.
I was waiting for the for the moment to chime in and ask.
I'm gonna say that you have a shot if you want it. Oh, so, wait, that's right.
So am I shooting this guy or what? Is it back to talk? What's Wealthy doing? Is she napping?
She's bad, man. It's real bad.
Is the thing? How's her arm?
Worse.
Oh,
this creature cannot be destroyed unless it is united, and your friend does not have all of it within her.
Okay, well, what if we go find someone who can?
What if we go
kill
get
it,
the rest of it,
and then get the
like,
rest of it,
come back?
Vaunt has a little bit of it.
Doesn't know that.
I think some of the rest of it is just toast.
What if we like go and get the rest of it and bring it back?
Is it toast?
It burned in fire.
It is already spreading on your friend. It would finish taking her over, even in its diminished form, before you arrive back.
Wait. So is the last bit of it just? No, this is
it. Might be the underwater bit too,
because I think it's the underwater bit.
She teleported
that,
away
that
from,
we actually
yeah.
needed.
Oh yeah,
yeah, you didn't take all of it with you.
That's right.
I do.
What if we like each take a little bit and then come back?
Yeah, and hold hands.
And hold hands.
One, I am not sure if that would work, and two, duty bound.
Yeah, no, we got it. Listen, wise
like,
genie.
We're trying to like understand like where is the dude? Like what?
The duty is to destroy it whenever I encounter it.
Oh God.
Who hey, decided Vons. that was his duty? Mer?
I don't know. Go ask someone hundreds of years ago. At least.
Are you just like trapped here or something?
Not anymore, but I take my duty very seriously.
How do we like help you, you know, not be trapped here?
Or, your friend failed to bind me. I can leave anytime I want.
Well, fuck. Okay.
Should I have known how to do that?
Expired after several years of non-contact.
Should I have known how to do that?
That was the charisma check.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we could convince him to come with us and destroy some black goo.
Yeah, you want to go? You want to go like destroy the black goo? It's in like a pond or something. I'm sure we could find it.
Sounds like fun.
We'll help you on your quest if you.
Help us. You know, keep our friend from being dead.
Your friend must be contained in the meantime.
Okay, well, like, how do we do that without
We're
killing
good
her?
At containing, actually, you know what? Actually.
Jesse and Grix both make charisma checks.
Oh God! Oh God! Oh God! Oh God! Oh God! Okay, that's another 27.
Okay,
22, but prime.
All right, we need to put your friend in stasis, or at least remove her from this plane until this can be dealt with.
Okay, can you do that, or like, do we need to?
It snaps its fingers, and a gate opens up right next to you, and Wealthy's unconscious form.
Okay, can you like swear on, the honor of the people who like made you or whatever, that like this isn't gonna just kill her?
I swear it will not just kill her. She shouldn't be fine.
it's a murder crematorium all in one.
And she's like real bad. It's not gonna like, she's not gonna get worse while she's in there.
I mean, that's what stasis.
Well, wants. I'm just confirming.
She should not. She appears to be stable for now. And
it totally seems in character for Jesse to be confused by
that's
true.
That's very
things.
True.
Well, yeah, time will not true. Stop there. She will not be able to get back until I bring her back. But anything that encounters her on that plane should not be vulnerable to this in the same way she was.
Okay. Okay.
Anything that encounters me on that plane?
Yeah, anything that encounters her on that So, like, is she just gonna, like, be hanging out and, like, people are just, like, gonna come and, like, you know, stare at her or something? Or, like, what do you mean by that?
Almost no plane is uninhabited completely. And even if it was, planar travelers are always a potential.
Is she gonna be, but is she gonna be, like, safe there?
Can anyone be safe anywhere?
Pretty much, yeah, like.
Jesse's
as safe
mind
as she
is,
can be.
Jesse's mind is entirely blown by that question. Like, I guess not. Fuck me. Oh, okay. Well, I mean, this is the option we have. You're not bound, so like, hey, Vaughn. No, I don't want to ask Vaughn's. He's gonna say no.
Also, Vaughn's, I assume you're okay with the fact that you're. I forgot to have your firing trigger when it attacked.
He's fine with that. And cool. He's just like, I think Vaughn's recognized that once Wealthy was hit.
You are next if we resume combat time.
Yeah, the tone had totally changed at that point. Yeah. So, but he's still keeping an eye on those magma critters.
Yeah, for sure. They have stopped, or at least they appear to be waiting. As safe as she can be, do you take the deal or not?
Yeah, yep. Yes.
Yeah, we better. Yep. Uh-huh. I guess Jesse will like, can Jesse like carry her through the gate then, or is that not
says,
how it works?
Set her down on the other side. Do not pass through yourself. Like, or at least not your whole body.
Okay.
I imagined a big wheat field in the sunshine. I don't know why.
Well, just you're thinking her. Of the Elysian fields, and that's fair. but you're not dead. You're not dead.
Not yet.
You're a little dead.
Just
you're
a
not
little bit dead.
Totally dead.
Not even mostly dead. Just a little dead.
Yeah, can I like see past the gate, or is it just like a black maw?
Make a wisdom check.
That's an 18 on a prime.
You know what? I like it. It looks like a sunny wheat field of some variety. The bare patch of dirt where you're putting her.
I put her down and I just like kind of like sweep her hair like off of her forehead. And I'm like, it's okay. We're going to be back.
All right.
And then I like, you know, I stand up and I'm like, okay, hey, can I have my sword back now?
The gate closes.
I figured.
Yeah. You are. The creature looks at you for a long moment and then snaps its fingers. And hey, Dad, is that you? Resumes its normal proportions.
Okay. I recently told my parents about my bastard sword. Dad, is that you? And they laughed a little bit. It's really all that I wanted.
In real life.
In real life.
But all right.
Yeah.
It looks at you and says, well, what are you waiting for?
Are we going to like get attacked by the fire thingies again?
Well, if you dawdle too long.
Okay. Jesse like starts jogging back.
All right. So we got to go find this oozy slimy thing.
Yeah, so from Wealthy's description.
You think you could find where Wealthy went?
Yeah, so I guess we'll just, I mean, I know how, you know, to go through woods and stuff, so.
Yeah, you guys just book it out of there?
I think so, yeah, avoiding the trap stairs. Timeline.
Yeah, you can take the stairs careful, and now that you know the trap is there.
Okay.
And especially because you're approaching, well, actually no, because you never figured out the pattern, so, do you want to try to figure out the pattern, or do you want to dragon it up?
I can't
do it.
Think I'm out of dragons.
I'll be like, hey, how do we do the stairs, guy?
I think we're already gone.
Fair enough.
Well, no, because he went with us.
Oh yeah. Did he?
He's not coming with you.
Oh, I thought we were taking him to the thing.
No, we were taking him to the pond. Okay.
That's fair.
Is that not what we...
I thought he was asking you to go destroy it, but I guess if he's there, he can prove
but
it.
But I thought he had... June.
I thought he had to do the destroying.
He's bound to destroy it when he encounters it.
Right. So but I thought it all had to be together.
I thought okay. We were taking him.
Yeah, that's what we decided. Yeah.
Okay.
Once we get into the forest, you're not going to like catch everything on fire, right?
Has it rained recently?
Oh, I don't know.
Then we shall see.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Well, could you like fly up above the trees and just follow us that way?
Sure.
Okay, cool. I just, you know, like, it's an island. I don't really want to make a forest fire because those are, like, really hard to deal with. I'm just saying. Okay, let's just go. I mean, like, how do we get up the stairs, man?
It depends on the day of the week.
Uh-oh.
The pattern shifts.
Uh-oh.
It's fine. I will find out.
What about this? I make a silent image of a set of stairs that's just over... the actual set of stairs.
I love that.
How far is it? How long is the stairway? Ballpark, like buddy. Feet? Don't. Great. Love it.
Okay. So
that should be fine. But let me double check real
quick.
You
can shift the stairs too. Like, right?
As long as we like kind of all stay in a group on the stairs, it should be fine.
I assume everyone chooses to fail their saving throws against the illusion.
Jesse, I think, will always voluntarily be like, oh, cool.
Just accept it. All right. So you guys head up the stairs and you're heading out into the swamp. Jesse, make a wisdom check for me to navigate successfully back over to where Wealthy was.
It's also yeah, I can easily make the fake stairs over the...
Okay. That is a 25 total on my wisdom.
Okay. Yeah. You take Wealthy's description and kind of run it through someone has described to me where something else is, but they aren't woods people, so like they don't necessarily include all the right details. Filter that you have built over your years of work. And you managed to get back to that pond.
All right.
And still and dark.
We're like, well, she said it's like down at the bottom.
Okay. I've got a water breathing potion left.
Okay, so you're like volunteering to like have it take you over or whatever?
Oh, God.
You can try to bring up whatever it is attached to.
Like it's going to be attached to like an object?
Do you have like another silent image?
Yeah.
What if you did like a silent image of like a crane arm?
Or a box with floaty things to keep it in.
Like I'm thinking like, you know, like classic, you know, crane game.
Yeah.
Put it down, like, you know, scoop up and then pull it out and put it on the side.
You'll probably need to go underwater to see where it is to do that, but you could do that.
Sure. Okay. That would be, I'm just trying to picture that.
Or you could put a platform under it that's tied to a crane above it or something. Like, I'm saying whatever you do to manipulate it, you will need to go down so you have sightline on it first.
Yeah, okay.
It's pretty deep.
That should be fine. Yeah, I'm happy to do that. I make a crane, like a fancy little wooden crane. It's not going to be that long. We just have rope. Why don't we just use, like...
Well, because how are we going to get it around it without touching it? That's why I thought the silent image, because, like, with the silent image, you can, like, you know, snatch it up.
No, we use the silent image as the bait on the hook. So we use an actual rope. Does anyone have a grappling hook?
Yes, I have a grappling hook.
Okay, so we use that, and then I make the image, the silent image around the hook.
Basically,
so that it's carrying it inside of it. And then I'm going to have that swim forward and hopefully get swallowed. And then the hook will be inside the goo and can hopefully just pull the goo along.
I don't think the goo is
pullable.
Want a variation, you can just put some sort of, you know, half sphere, like two halves of a sphere that would dig down underneath it and clip closed attached to the rope and just pull that whole thing up.
Oh, and just keep the illusion on the...
Yeah, basically surround it with the illusion.
Yeah, okay.
That's kind of the same thing I'm suggesting with the crane. Like the, you know, the raspy...
Well, arm. The thing is, I can't make a crane that long.
Yeah, but the rope is a good stopgap.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you attach that to the rope, then that...
Right, yeah, that's...
Yeah, you throw it over a branch that looks like it is about the right size to support a wealthy, but when would have that happened? And Grix, I assume you grab the rope and head on down?
Yep. Yes.
All right. You head on down. You can tell that the bottom's been dug through at some point. Like, you know, all the stuff that would have leveled out. There's little rises and stuff. Even with your dark vision, you don't see a blob of darkness. You also, incidentally, don't see the skeleton that Wealthy mentioned.
No.
I don't see the what that Wealthy mentioned?
The skeleton that Wealthy mentioned that it was inside the ribcage of.
Huh. Okay. I'll keep swimming.
Well, you've hit the bottom. And,
oh, okay.
And I'll swim around. You search around and you don't find it.
And no other, like, exits or...
Nope.
Fuck does that mean?
It escaped. I think it escaped. Oh, I'm not there. Never mind. Yep. I'm not there.
I'm going to cast light just in case I'm missing something.
Oh, yeah.
Just make sure I can extra see.
Okay, make a wisdom check to make this nice and thorough.
Oh, that's pretty good. 25.
All right. Because there's a pond next to a bunch of trees, there are roots and stuff that have grown into the wall. With that 25, you notice that some of those roots have been broken going along one side, as if something heavy was climbing them, and not all of them could support its weight.
Okay. God, I don't know what to do.
Are you still at the bottom of the pond?
I was going to say you could share your findings.
Yeah, I'll come back. I'll swim back up and tell everyone. Yeah. I guess it's not that deep, so I don't have to, like, yeah, okay, yeah. I
do water breathing lasts a while.
I'll look around and see if I see any evidence of, like, how it climbed out and where it went.
Make a tracking check.
Yes.
This thing is not corrupted.
No, I know.
Similar to, but legally distinct.
Okay. What do y'all think we should do?
I got a 16 plus 10 plus 2 for my half orc bonus on.
How is that?
and that is a prime stat for me. So that's a 28 total.
Yeah, you find the, like, remains of tracks and some kind of... It's a swamp, so stuff doesn't stay around for too long. But you search around and you find on a higher part that is merely muddy instead of underwater, you find large tracks leading away from the pond that do not look like any animal you've ever seen.
This looks real fucking sketchy in this direction. I think it went this way.
Okay. Onward.
We'll follow the tracks.
Okay. You guys head out into the swamp to track this thing down. Wealthy.
Uh-huh.
you wake up in a metal box.
Oh, God.
With odd music playing.
Oh, uh-huh.
And then you hear someone talking about some all songs considered thing.
Oh, God.
And you tune in a little bit more. And it's a similar, but not the same metal box that you were in.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That one time.
Uh-huh.
And you see that there is someone seated in front of you in this metal box that is moving. You appear to be lying across some sort of bench that is set behind.
Somebody came and found me. Oh, God. Okay.
You're conscious.
Okay. I'm conscious now. I just don't feel good.
No, you feel terrible. No. And, yeah, what do you want to do? Whoever's in front appears to not have noticed that you have stirred.
I'm going to say, where am I?
And he turns and says, you, young woman, are on your way to a hospital.
A what?
A medical facility.
Okay.
Hey, Wealthy.
Uh-huh.
Make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, God.
It's just going to be a wisdom check for you, unless you have some specific bonus. Although, 18. Actually, you get a bonus against fear, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Add that.
But I don't really get, you know, like a bonus, just plus two on saving throws. Okay, so that's 20. 30, 20.
All right. You don't freak out upon beholding this person's visage.
Okay. What's wrong with this person's visage? What is different about this person's visage?
Well, it's one of the people that you quite honestly fear the most. Older, distinguished, threatened to kill you at least once.
It's an elf?
No, not quite. But it is Frymeath. At least it sure looks like him.
Oh my God!
And that's where we'll end the episode. Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Aaron. Thanks, Aaron! Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
Genuinely, I'm about to cry. I'm so happy to see Frymeath because he's gonna be an asshole, but he's gonna take care of you.
Oh God! I thought it was okay, gonna be. I love that old man. I thought it was gonna go in a different direction. I'm perfectly happy to see Frymeath.
I considered it having it be the entire Halloween episode crew, but. I didn't want to drop Hey Play Aerosene on Aaron.
You can always drop Hey Play Aerosene on me at this point. As long as it's not dead Aerosene from my plane, from like our plane, then that's fine. You can always drop, hey, Aerosene is this kind of person now.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
But all right.
Here's a different plane. Play Aerosene as this kind of person.
Sweet.
Happy to do that. I love Aerosene. I just can't play her as who she was anymore.